This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. The White House is walking a tricky line leading up to next week's Mideast summit in Annapolis. The Bush administration is trying to include important regional players like Saudi Arabia and Syria, as well as dozens of other nations and international groups, while at the same time keeping overall expectations of a peace deal between Israelis and Palestinians low. That balancing act has fallen to Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice at a time when her performance as the nation's top diplomat has come under fire both at home and abroad. Joining me now, as he does every Friday, is NPR News analyst Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Good to be with you, Madeline.
Before we get to her legacy, Secretary Rice's legacy, let's talk about this summit next week and how much is riding on it.
Well, a lot, but it's interesting. You know, the White House and the State Department are reluctant to even call it a summit. They've been sort of saying it's a get-together, a meeting. A summit really, I think, would raise expectations, and it's not clear exactly what they can reasonably expect to accomplish at this point. They haven't even laid out a clear agenda, and some participants, therefore, are questioning why they're coming. But the key from the perspective of the White House, and specific President Bush, who is really the driving force behind this, is to change some of the conversation about the administration's foreign policy record. Obviously, most of it has to do with Iraq, with the war on terror, as he would describe it, and potential trouble even extending into Iran. And right now, he's thinking he'd like to have something of a bright light, a beam of hope, if you will, on the Middle East, rather than all the negative talk.
And so would Secretary Rice, I assume. She's looking at her legacy. And so far, there have been no major peace treaties signed under her watch. She's gotten a lot of criticism, most recently about Blackwater, the private security firm in Iraq. So I'm wondering, how much has her personal loyalty to President Bush compromised her in this job?
Well, you know, this goes all the way back to her time as National Security Advisor, Madeline. You remember David Kay, who was the weapons inspector? He once said she was the worst National Security Advisor in the history of the office. Everyone sees her as attached to President Bush. She didn't have any independent standing. She literally came with him, as opposed to, let's say, her predecessor, Colin Powell, who was chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And if you look at what she has accomplished during her time in office, she could point, I guess, to some success with North Korea in restraining them from developing nuclear weapons, relationships with India, you know, to some extent holding the sanctions in place in Iran for now. But these have been counteracted, if you will, by people who have said that she has done very little, you know, astonishingly little in their opinion, especially in terms of controlling some of the anti-democratic instincts in places like Egypt and Saudi Arabia. Even the Pope refused to meet with her last summer for maybe upset over the war and upset over the general American foreign policy positions that she has, you know, espoused.
And for a while there, she was seen as a possible presidential candidate, rivaling Hillary Clinton to be possibly the first female president. Now, though, she says she's going back to Stanford to teach. She has no interest in running for office.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, the funny part about this is there are a bunch of books coming out, Madeline, on Condoleezza Rice. Two books are already out, one due out next month. And the books have not been that positive about her, and she's cooperated with all of them. She's clearly invested in her legacy at this point. She's taken photographers on, paid for these photographers personally, I might add, and taken them on her last few trips out to the Middle East. So clearly she's concerned about her own legacy, but it's not clear at this point, short of some miracle occurring in Annapolis next week, that that legacy is going to be anything but her time as National Security Advisor and the problematic time that she's been Secretary of State.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams. Thank you, Juan.
You're welcome, Madeline.